And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
I'm here, so.
I'm Shea Gibbs-Alexander, and I'm down to dunk.
Howdy, Oklahoma.
My name is Chet Holmgren, and I'm down to dunk.
Dead gum.
I'm Josh Giddey, and I'm down to dunk.
This is Lou Dort,
and I'm down to dunk.
Is that like you eat it together?
Everybody tells him to get the bag of burgers.
I need like a straw.
Howdy. I'm an artist on the court.
This is Jay Will, and I'm down to dunk.
My name is Kendrick Williams, and I'm down to dunk.
It might be Aaron Wiggins.
This is a troll. It's a troll. I'm trolling.
Howdy, Papa.
Because I think it would take away from who he is, you know?
Yeah.
I love Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma to death.
This is Lou Dort, and I'm down to Dort.
Perfect. Good. Very good.
I like the hat.
You like the hat? Yeah.
Vava. This is J-Dub, and I'm down to dunk. I've been doing a lot of dunking.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schleicher, part of the Athletic Podcast Network. Solo pod tonight from the arena, 1:15 a.m. Central Standard Time. Going to do a solo pod here. Going to answer as many questions as possible asked by the wonderful Down to Dunkers out there. We have lots of questions, so I'll answer as many as possible. I am at the arena late night tonight because the Thunder beat the Mavericks 126-119 in a really fun game, a really, really fun game to be at. On TNT, the Thunder played really pretty well tonight. There were some defensive lapses for sure, but for the most part, great game. If you have questions in the chat, we got people up with me in the chat. Let me know where you're at in the world. Some of you guys are in different places. Augusto Oliveira, it says it's 3 a.m. in Brazil now. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for listening at 3 a.m. in Brazil. Some other people will be listening because it's more convenient for them, but not Augusto for sure. Albasa and Milano, Italy. We have New York City. Wow. It's a late night for you too. Jonathan in Sydney, Australia. Shout out. Okay, so let's get into some of these questions. At Wheatley Hayden, why is TNT Jubb, the greatest player ever? Boy, was J-Dub good tonight. He came back after an ankle injury. He said he actually turned both ankles in that game and then missed the Pacers game. But 27 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, a steal, 3 blocks. The most emphatic dunk that I've seen since Russell Westbrook in this building. And a great block on Kyrie Irving after he had gotten his pocket picked by Kyrie. Just an incredible performance by him. Made great shots. Made some jumpers going right, which I noticed. He finishes mostly going left, especially with the pull-up, Jay. And he finished to the right, which I just thought was just quite impressive. And if you just can't, if you can't parse out which way he's going to go specifically, it just makes him so much more difficult. So much more difficult to defend. And he was amazing tonight. Man, he is. I was talking to Ryland Stiles about this just a few minutes ago, but Jalen Williams is a superstar. He's an absolute superstar. And like, it's just going to get better from here. He's an amazing player. But yeah, very, very good. At Dude Buffet, is J-Dub's brother tanking with a little thinky face? He has not played great recently. I think because this draft is so bad and the fact that like this just if you show any sort of potential during the season, great, looking good. You're going to go in the top 10. He's still probably going in the top 10. I don't think he's going to tank his way to the Thunder, if that's what you're implying, Dude Buffet, but that would be pretty cool because I think he's going to be a really good player. At Bronco 7732, the retort to taking Giddy off the floor is often the lineup gets really small then. Is there data on-offs, efficiency, anything to support the team's worse off this way? So worse off whenever Josh Giddy is off the court is the question. And, I mean, we can look at on-off stuff if we'd like to dig into it. Josh was good tonight. I thought he was really aggressive tonight and played really well. Finished, only played 22 minutes, but I think that's kind of becoming more standard for Josh, especially when the team is healthy. So I didn't have any issues with the way that Josh played tonight at all. But we can take a look on Cleaning the Glass as to what the team looks like when Josh Giddy is on or off the court. So the team overall is better when he's off the court, a minus 4.7 overall. But other players that people really like, Cason Wallace is worse, minus 6.4. Aaron Wiggins, people really like Aaron Wiggins. I like Aaron Wiggins, minus 7.7. So I think Josh has been good. I think he plays a nice role for this team. You look at the guys that are positive, Kenrich, Jay Will, Oos is somehow positive in his 261 minutes, Isaiah Joe, and Shea. Like, those are the guys that are most positive. Dort's just kind of right there on the fence. Chet is actually a negative too. I think that kind of speaks to the starting lineup maybe not being up to snuff. If we look at lineup data here, I think that is also gives you a little bit of insight as to how the team is doing. The starting lineup is a plus 6.7 together with Shea, Dub, Dort, Giddy, and Chet. Plus 6.7. You bring in Isaiah Joe for Giddy, plus 31. It's only 200 minutes, though. And I think they went to that later in the game as well, as kind of like one of their go-to lineups. I think there's a lot of things I think they can unlock here. And that's one of them for sure. And I think that you're going to see a lot of really interesting game management stuff when it comes to the playoffs, because I think I can see them kind of preparing for it as well, where Giddy isn't necessarily a part of the closing lineups all the time. And I think that's okay. But I do think that the team has shown they can be better without Josh. They can also show that there are spots where he plays well. I think he played well tonight. I think that he impacted winning tonight. Josh did. So I don't know. I'm not sure that answers your question in a meaningful way, but that's how I'm going to answer it. Okay, next question. Andreas Rav 77474. Sam Presti talked last year about arriving to the playoffs. I think we can all agree they have. Is there a certain game or moment this season where you thought, yes, they have officially arrived? I think... I don't know if there's any specific moment. I think like beating the Celtics at home was a really big one that I think was a part of that arrival. I think there was a pocket in December where they were just playing really well, and that was definitely part of the arrival. I also think the arrival is going to happen in the playoffs too. I think that's part of it. And I think the arrival itself really is more means like not like a specific moment, but more of like, hey, we're here, and it's not that we are going to just try to make the playoffs and hope that it goes well. No, it's like this might be the worst version of the Thunder that you see in the playoffs for years, for many, many, many years. So I think that's part of it. Yeah, in the chat, Robert Middlebrook says the Chet shot in Golden State to beat the Warriors. Yeah, that was another one. Like, we did, I mean, to tell you, like, some of the moments where we did live shows right afterwards, like, one when they beat Denver was one. That one I did from a hotel when I was like out on the road with my family during Thanksgiving. I ran downstairs to do a podcast right after. The moment where they beat the Cavs was another one. So there's a lot of them. Jordan Statler says, I'm picturing Andrew on the toilet. Yeah, the room I'm in, so this is the Thunder interview room. I might give you guys a little behind the scenes. So if you're watching on YouTube. So this is, I don't know if I can do this. I think I can move around. So this is the room where we interview the players. If you guys can see this. The stage is right here. They've kind of taken everything down. And then this is the wall. Sitting in these nice chairs, these white chairs. Anyways, there's the door. It does look like I'm in some kind of asylum or bathroom, though. I would agree with that. I would totally agree with that. Definitely not on the toilet, though, but I appreciate the call out on that one. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, next one. Andrew Boo Boo 2. If you had to eat cereal with a liquid other than milk, what would be the best option? Is ice cream a liquid? I guess it's a solid, but it would be ice cream. I don't think there's any other like actual good answer to that. I know Shaq ate cereal with tea. I don't know. That's psycho behavior to me. @_EthanHiggs, is there a place to find really old pods? Would love to hear episodes about like Daquan Cook or something. I hope not. @bookout_Jacob, thoughts on converting Steph Castle to a wing a la J-Dub? Another big guard, obviously some different strengths, shooting not being one of them. I love the combination of size, skill, decision making, plus he's a winner. Yeah, Steph Castle's really interesting as a prospect. He'll be in like the Thunder's range. In this upcoming draft, he is a kind of fringe lottery guy, but I think it's just hard to add somebody to this team that doesn't shoot. So I like him, but I don't know that I like him for the Thunder for that reason, if that makes sense. @CowboyGerm, updated thoughts on Gorbin. I think this is Gordon Hayward. Really think he is slowly becoming a more of an impactful player. I would agree. I think there's still moments where I want him to shoot the ball a little bit more, but in 21 minutes tonight, 6 points, a rebound, an assist, and a steal, I thought he played well. Shot 4 free throws, misses only 3. I think just if we can just get him more shots, because the dude can shoot the basketball. I do know that. But yeah, I like what I'm seeing. I feel like defensively he's gotten a little bit better over the course of the last few games too. @NickelForward, will J-Dub be the next player? Be the next player to ever play for OKC, giving more efficient Westbrook vibes. I think what he's trying to say, and maybe the next best player. There we go. The next best player. He gave a little correction under his tweet. Next best player to ever play in OKC. I mean, he's really good. I don't know how he gets better than Shea, because Shea is literally an MVP candidate. He's unbelievable. But, yeah, I think J-Dub he's on track to be a superstar. I don't think there's any doubt about that. @Legitty3, who do you want our rival to be year in, year out, in the coming competitive years? Is it different than the team that you think will be our rival? Who do I want it to be? is a question. I would love for it to be the Mavericks. One, because it's like geographically very close. And I think it could be like heated, like the Red River rivalry is. So I'd love for it to be that. And I think it's possible that it's that. They do have the possibility of playing the Mavericks in the playoffs. If the season ended today, which it doesn't, but it could still look a lot like this, where the Mavs play the Suns in the play-in, and whoever won that game would play the 2 seed, so they wouldn't play the Thunder. But if the Thunder ended up in the 2 seed, that's who they would play. So, and then the 1 seed will play the loser of that game, and the winner after the winner of 9-10 play. So it'd be, I mean, it could be interesting. There's a possibility they play Dallas in round one. Who do I think it will be? I think Houston's always a rival for some reason. I think Minnesota could be. Honestly, I think Denver could be, because I think Denver is really, really good. And I think the Thunder could kind of rise up and be the team to challenge Denver in the West. I think Denver still could be the team in the West this year. But then going into next year, like, you have Shea. I mean, he gets better every year. Why would he not get better next year? J-Dub having his second offseason, Chet with a full offseason. Like, this Thunder team should be coming back. And I think it would not be insane to predict the Thunder to win the West next year. They could do it this year. I think it's going to be really tough to do it. But I think if you predict the Thunder to win the West next year, I don't think you're insane. And so I honestly think it could end up being Denver, which geographically also kind of cool. Let's see. At Thunder Dustin, what's your favorite non-Shea lineup? Oh, very, very good question. I mean, the Cason Wallace, Jalen Williams, Dort, Giddy, Chet lineup has not been good. It's played just a few possessions together. It's not been great. Not a lot of Shea lineups or lineups without Shea have been good statistically. So that makes it a little bit tough to dig in. Cason Wallace, J-Dub, Wiggins, Giddy, Chet is -5. Like, some of the only lineups without Shea that are positive include Vasilije Micic, which, if you didn't know, he's not on the team anymore. I'm just looking through Cleaning the Glass lineups, just trying to find a lineup that doesn't include Shea that's positive. And I'm not having any luck at all, because they all have Vava in them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's another one, but it has Vava as the point guard. Brutal. Brutal. Okay, here's one. J-Dub, Dort, Wiggins, Giddy, Chet, +7. But what he's asking me is not that question. What is my favorite? I would say it would be Dub, Dort, Cason, Wiggins, Chet would be the one. It's enough defense. It's enough shot making. That would be the one. That would definitely be the one that I would go with as my favorite. On to the next question. From at Etuck77. Do you think Denver will ever lose again? It's not looking great right now. Yeah, Denver's got a crazy easy schedule to end this season. So they've just beat Miami. They're on a 4-game win streak. Boston, Utah, Toronto, Miami. They play San Antonio technically tonight, Friday night. Then they have the Mavs at 2:30 on Sunday. Then they have Minnesota. So, like, these actually are kind of difficult. Then they play the Knicks, who are playing better and have more of a full squad. But then it's Portland, Memphis, just cake. Suns, Minnesota again. Man, they play Minnesota 3 times. Those will be the most interesting. Those will be the ones where if the Thunder are going to have a chance, it's going to be then. They do have Cleveland on March 31st. Then San Antonio again. They play San Antonio three more times. Holy smokes. That's just too easy. They got Memphis two more times. They got Utah again. I don't know. This is crazy. So their toughest games remaining, they play Minnesota three times. They have Cleveland, Phoenix, and the Knicks. So they're just going to have to lose those games if the Thunder are going to have any chance of getting the number one seed. It's going to be really tough because the Thunder don't exactly have the easiest schedule remaining. Let's see what Tankathon has to say about that, because that to me is going to help determine the MVP, I think. Is if the Thunder finish number one, I think that's where the MVP goes, is to Shea. And if Denver wins, I think that's where the MVP goes. So remaining strength of schedule. Yeah, Thunder 10th most difficult schedule remaining, where Denver's 25th. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, the Thunder have Celtics, the Bucks twice, New Orleans, the Knicks, the Kings, and the Suns left. Those are tough, tough games. Then they have like weeks where things are really tough for them. So I think there's like 2 weeks that are going to be really difficult, and that we'll learn a lot about the team, which will be fun, but also make it really difficult to snag the number one seed, especially with the way that Denver's playing right now. Let's see, at JJ_05_, who'd be a better fit for this team, Prime Deion or Prime Steven Adams? I mean, Prime Deion, I do not think he would play for this team. It's definitely Prime Steven Adams, as much as I love Deion. At Yugi123744, would you rather give up gluten or dairy? Probably gluten, I would say. At Dub in the fourth, does backcourt violation not exist? From what I know about the rules, that was definitely a backcourt. That was weird, wasn't it? Maxi Kleba definitely had a backcourt violation, and they did not call it. That was very, very strange.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them. You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
At Bazahawk, is the Aussie lad Johnny Furphy a thundery pick? Positional size, skilled, also fits the old type of thundery athletic wing. Low-key Furphy is awesome for an Aussie. Telling a Furphy has been Aussie slang for telling a fib or a tall tale. Oh, I did not know that. Frypod good for a Furphy or two. I have not watched enough of Johnny Furphy to have a strong opinion on him. I like the archetype of player that he is. I think that archetype of player can play here. But I have not watched enough of him to have a like full-fledged opinion on him yet. The Fluky here. Good morning from Germany. Good morning. Thanks for joining. 1:36 a.m. in OKC. At Andrew_Eller. Any major takeaways from Chet's interview with Woj? Not really anything major. I think it was kind of a standard Chet interview, honestly. I thought he did pretty good in it, but nothing really to take away. At Ethan Nickel 4, would you guys ever do an eating contest on the pod? And if so, what food would it be? I don't know that you guys would want to see us do an eating contest. At Peterman 33, does Coach Mark have secret game plans that he's saving for the playoffs against potential opponents? I do think he does. Yes. At OKCOK1907, right after Dub jammed the heck out of the ball, my wife begins telling me a story about some people who mentioned to her that goat is better than steak. I got irate at the idea and argued that if it were true, there would be goat houses and not steak houses. Would you eat goat? I would eat goat. I would not think it's better than steak, though. At Apostle Lepke, does playoff seeding matter for us? Or is the West just so much of a menace in general, it won't really matter? I tend to think it won't really matter as long as they can keep home court, which I think they will. But I don't. I think if you try to play the matchup game, it'll just come back to bite you overall. And I would not play the try to play the matchup game. I just play who's ever in front of you. We've been down this road before with the dream scenario, and it became a nightmare so fast, which actually became a blessing in disguise later on, because the Thunder were able to acquire this team because of the dream scenario. So in fact, was it the dream scenario? At Zach Deeg, what do you think picks the coaching? Who do you think picks the coaching staff's outfits? I do think that the equipment manager has something to do with that. At Zach Deeg again, how many rookies would you trade straight up for Cason Wallace? Great question. Let's take a look at who I would trade straight up. Victor Wembanyama, yes, would. So there's one. Brandon Miller, yes. There's two. Scoot Henderson, no. Amen Thompson, no. Asar Thompson, no. Anthony Black, no. Bilal Coulibaly, no. Jairus Walker, no. Taylor Hendricks, no. Jet Howard, heck no. Derek Lively, no. Grady Dick, no. Jordan Hawkins, no. Kobe Bufkin, shout out Bufkin boys, no. Kathy George, no. Jalen Hood-Scafino, no. Jaime Jaquez is an interesting one because he plays more of a position of need for the Thunder, and he's a little bigger, and I think he would be awesome on this team, so I'd consider that one. That might be three. Brandon Podziemski, another interesting one who I think would be awesome here, but I'll say no. That might be it, right? I don't think there's any second rounders that are popping right now that you would consider. Definitely not Rayon Rupert. So yeah, probably three. I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. But Cason could end up passing what Jaime is. Jaime is really good right now. You do worry a little bit about his health, though. So that may be why you might favor Cason overall. But good question. Probably just two or three. Let's see. Anything else? At Channel Condom. I'm officially worried about Shea's free throws. I am being psychotic, right? Yeah, I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry about them. He had some strange ones tonight. At Duckboy V2, can J-Dub win Defensive Player of the Year off one block? Because, oh my, that was a crazy block. That blew my mind that he went and chased that one down. And then Kyrie, and I asked J-Dub about it, but he tapped him on the leg and told him great block after the game, or after the block. So it's kind of a cool little moment there. I think you could probably see it on TV too. But yeah, let's see. At Zach_28J, rank your favorite Thunder celebrations, like Russ's Rock the Baby, Shea's I Am Him, J-Dub's three on his head, and another y'all can think of. I love the disrespect of the Russ rocking the baby for sure. I think that would probably be my number one. I'm not sure where I land on all the newer celebrations. I do like the J-Dub three on his head. I do like that. I don't know where I stand with the I Am Him stuff. Maybe I'm too old to love that one. But I do love the disrespect from the rocking the baby with Westbrook. I think it's hilarious and great. Okay, anything else from the chat? Because I think that's all my questions. I am ready to go home. I'm worn out and wanted to get this pod to you because we are not going to record in the morning. And then my day is just jam-packed tomorrow. So I just didn't know if I had time. So I wanted to make sure that you guys got a podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope that you guys enjoyed the game or that you guys are enjoying the show. Let me know in the chat if you have any other questions. And if not, we'll get out of here. I do want to direct you guys to a fun event that if you want to meet J-Dub, there's an opportunity to. I will put the link on Twitter for you guys, but a really cool opportunity to meet J-Dub, get his autograph, if you guys would want to do that. It's on Sunday, and you'll get to meet J-Dub and get a signed picture with him and get to take a picture with him, and he's just a delightful person, and you'll be very glad that you got to do it. So I just posted it online. It's oklahoma-sports-mem.ticketleap.com. You can buy a ticket to be able to get into this special event that is this Sunday at Kicklahoma at the OKC Outlets. So go check that out. Be sure to like this YouTube page. And I hope you guys have a great, great night, great day, great Friday, great weekend. And we'll talk to you guys again on Monday.